the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on TikTok.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the Pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated. Ooh. And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 and Rofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Well, in our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, host Ron Hayes is joined on the phone from Washington with Oklahoma senior member of our congressional delegation, Senator Jim Inhofe. They begin the conversation talking about the Supreme Court case that will likely need that delegation to develop a legislative fix that allows tribal sovereignty to mesh with the power of the state.
But when the decision came out, what it did, it went back to statehood and said, Now we're going to be looking not at the state, but at the Indian population. The five tribes, I have now talked to the chairman in some cases, and it's a chief in other cases, of all five of the tribes. And they've all said, they started off with a meeting with the governor right the day after this decision came out, and everyone was in agreement at that time that would take some legislation to make this happen. Well, after they all went back, the Choctaws, Cherokees, and Chickasaws all agreed that would be the case. However, the Seminoles and the Creeks did not. So I've talked to them. They are getting a lot of pressure. And so I think in the final analysis, we have given them the date of the 21st of August to put together something where we can initiate some kind of legislation. That's being done now, not just with legislators and primarily people in the House, but also in conjunction and cooperation with the Indian population.
To hear more from host Ron Hayes and Senator Jim Inhofe on the latest Road to Rural Prosperity, you can go listen at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the USDA's Risk Management Agency says it will authorize approved insurance providers to extend premium deadlines for fee payments, defer the resulting interest accrual, and give them other flexibilities. USDA recognizes that farmers and ranchers have been severely affected by COVID-19 this year, and to help ease the burden on these folks, we're continuing to extend flexibility for producers, says Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. These flexibilities will support health and safety while also ensuring the federal crop insurance program continues to serve as a vital risk management tool. AIPs can provide their policyholders with additional time to pay the premium and administrative fees and waive the accrual of interest to the earlier of 60 days after their scheduled payment due date or the termination date on policies with premium billing dates between August 1st and September 30th. USDA is also authorizing insurance companies to provide up to an additional 60 days for policyholders to make payments and waive additional interest for written payment agreements due between August 1st and September 30th of this year. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.